Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. A new church year here at Our Savior, the season of Advent, a penitential season that celebrates the advent of Christ, or the many comings of our Lord Jesus. His advent as the incarnate Son of God, his advent through his word, his advent under simple things like words, water, bread, wine, and his final advent on the last day. The ways in which our Lord comes are many as this season celebrates, and people are always getting them confused. In Jesus' time, so many people thought that the Christ, the Messiah, would come in glory and triumph, like an earthly king, an earthly ruler. Instead, Jesus came in the weakness of the flesh, in grace and in mercy, out of love and patience in his desire to save. He came to be the answer to the cries for Hosanna, "Save us, Lord." He did not come as a victorious king on a chariot in all pomp and glory, but as a humble king mounted on a donkey. He came in humility and gentleness, for he came to save, not to judge. He came to be the righteousness of God. His life and his work all done for the sole purpose of achieving all that was required for us to be called the people of God. The ones looking on for glory, looking for that earthly kingdom, they missed the gracious visitation of our Lord. That still yet, he came and he accomplished all that the Father had sent him to do. He lived the perfect life, earning a righteousness of the law, a righteousness that then could be handed over to others now by faith. He came to take on sin, and he did take it on, right into himself to bear and to put away sin forever. He came to confront sin's result of death, and he confronted it in his body on the cross. And he showed himself its victor on Easter Sunday in his resurrected flesh. He came to conquer the devil, and by his blood he has redeemed those under the devil's control and thus won redemption for all people to be received by faith. Jesus came to Jerusalem that Palm Sunday after weeping over the city. He knew the rejection that was by nature in man's heart. He knew the unbelief. He knew mankind loved the darkness more than the light. He knew man would not have him by faith, but would continue to seek him by other means and thus never find him. For sinful man cannot find God. But instead, he continued to move into Jerusalem to find a people that he could then declare holy by his completed work of the cross. And so he comes, fresh from sadness, but yet humbly mounted on the donkey, ready to do the final work for the salvation of mankind. Indeed, Hosanna, to save us all. The gospel lesson, St. Matthew writes, he points us back to Zechariah's prophecy that Jesus, the Christ, fulfills God's word, that all that was said in Moses and the prophets and the Psalms and the histories is fulfilled in the person and in the work of Jesus. And so he fulfills that beautiful verse from Zechariah. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The text is fulfilled. And yet that text, it is the sermon for you from the prophets and the apostles today, both from Zechariah and from Matthew. To rejoice, to shout aloud that you have a cause for great joy and great cries, that you are indeed a daughter of Zion. The church has bore you as a child of God. That Zion is the church, and you are her daughter. You are a daughter then of the King, the one who rules over his church. And your King is coming, it says. This was true on Palm Sunday, and it is true today. That your King, that word your, is meant to call forth your faith in Jesus Christ, to confess it, that he is yours because you believe in him. That Jesus is the Christ, but more than that, Jesus is your Christ. Jesus is your King, not some other earthly ruler. Now this King, your King, rules over all things with means that no earthly king can muster, no earthly king can handle. That he rules in humility and in grace and in mercy, for he rules in order to save you. It's personal. You. It's communal. For you are a daughter of the church, Christ's Zion. And that your King is coming. And he comes today for you in the Word, in the sacrament, awaiting his final advent on the last day, but for now hidden under the humble means of grace of Word and sacrament. That don't miss him. Don't forget how Jesus has promised to come. For this King, your King, he comes righteous with his grace and his mercy to pronounce you righteous with the only righteousness that will last, his own righteousness, earned by him and given freely to you when you believe. That he has salvation, and it's salvation not just for everyone, but he comes even today with your salvation in hand. He gives it to you, and he gives it for you, so that you would cry, "Our Hosanna," for Christ Jesus has come with salvation for you. And just as you hear me speaking right now, so right now our Lord Jesus Christ passes salvation through your own ears and into your hearts by faith, right now, for you. That his advent happens even right now, and his advent is for you. Don't be confused. We're not reenacting Palm Sunday or getting ready to reenact Christmas. Those advents of Jesus have come and they have gone, and thanks be to God for it, because they are completed. Now we have his coming, his advent by the Word. It again is still humble and hidden away. It is still gracious. It is still merciful. It is happening right now through this divine power of God, and it's happening for you. That it bears the same divine power that Christ bore while he was on earth, but it also bears more. Because when Christ was on earth, he refrained from using his divine power. Christ, now ascended to the Father, does not refrain from using his power now as your King. So the Word has a power of its own. And a Word of God has power greater than anything else in all the world. Greater than any might or strength or any device of man. And that Word is gracious and it is merciful. It is a Word of salvation, a Word of forgiveness, of your forgiveness. That it forgives you all your sins which you have done, and it forgives the sinner that you are. in and of yourself. It forgives the fact that you were originally a child who preferred darkness over light. This is Christ's gracious visitation for you. It's here today. That your King has given His word. Your King has supplied His body and His blood. This is how He has ruled for you this day. That He will come in glory. But for now, there is a season of humility and hiddenness still. And this is done for your sake, so that you would be gathered into the church and kept safe and secure there by the power of His word. That no matter what, no matter if this day is filled with all kinds of terror from the world directed right at you in your household, that you are His and He is yours. And that His rule overrules anything that you are facing. That if you are facing your sins, His rule is that your sins are forgiven. That if you are facing your death, His rule takes your death and it busts through the grave to make it a hallway into life everlasting. Your devils and demons, His rule shatters their teeth and makes them flee from you. For you are a daughter of Zion. Rejoice. Your King is coming right now in His word. And in a few minutes through His sacrament, soon by His glory to usher into all eternity. So shout aloud, there is nothing greater going on than the very fact that today God's word has been preached to you. There is nothing greater going on in your life. Because God's word preached to you today is a word of grace and mercy, a word of righteousness and salvation, for it is the word of your King. And righteous and salvation is He. The night is gone. The day is at hand. Cast off the works of darkness, St. Paul says, for Christ is yours by faith. Everything of His is yours now by faith. All His work, all His grace, all His salvation, all His righteousness. And since you have all those things, you have everything. And you can give whatever else you have in works of love for your neighbors, the neighbors that are even closest to you, to even those neighbors that hate your guts. Because you are baptized. And in baptism, you have put on the Lord Jesus. You are a daughter of Zion. Jesus is your King. And His rule is for your eternal benefit. In the name of Jesus, amen.